today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salam alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special, where we are talking about taking sins lightly. وسيدي ومولاي ومالك رقي يوما بيده ناصيتي يا أليما بذري ومسكنتي يا خبيرا بفقري وفاقتي. Today, Thursday, is the 22nd of Rabi Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 26th of Aban, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 17th of November, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Al-A'raf, verses 134 to 135.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Walamma waqa'a 'alayhimur rijzu qalu ya Musa ad'u lana rabbaka bima 'ahida 'indak. لَئِن كَشَفْتَ عَنَّا الرِّجْزَ لَنُؤْمِنَنَّ لَكَ وَلَنُرْسِلَنَّ مَعَكَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ.
And when the punishment descended upon them, they said, O Moses, invoke for us your Lord by what he has promised you. If you can remove the punishment from us, we will surely believe you, and we will send with you the children of Israel.
فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمُ الرِّجْزَ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ هُمْ بَالِغُوهُ إِذَا هُمْ يَنْكُثُونَ.
But when we removed the punishment from them until a term which they were to reach, then at once they broke their word.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Quranic term ajal in this verse may be the time which Moses, peace be upon him, appointed for the removal of a calamity, saying that, for example, it would be removed on so-and-so day or at so-and-so hour, in order that they might understand that it was a divine retribution and not an accidental happening. The purpose also may be that those obstinate people would finally meet the unavoidable wrath of Allah, but until the appearance of that time and being drowned in the sea, the punishment was temporarily removed.
جلالي والإكرام يا
sins lightly, so dangerous. One of the things concerning which there can be no doubt is the fact that committing acts of disobedience and major sins openly is sin upon sin, which may lead a person to kuf at the time of committing that sin openly, because he takes the prohibition on that lightly and is proud of what he is doing. There is no difference between major and minor sins with regard to this ruling. It was narrated that one of the followers of the Prophet of Islam says, I hear the Messenger of Allah say, all of my ummah may be forgiven except those who commit sin openly. It is a kind of committing sin openly. If a man does something at night, the morning comes and Allah has concealed his sin. But he says, O so-and-so, I did such and such last night, when his Lord has concealed him his action all night, but in the morning he reveals that which Allah had concealed for him.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, in this show we are going to talk about the little sins, or let's say small sins that sometimes are going to be a prelude to a big sin, and we have to be careful not to be tempted by Satan, and we have to consider that the worst sin is to think of it as a small sin. But let me move to the next light that we have been talking about, that is yellow light. That is, yellow light mean crossing it as a minor sin. That we refer to some of them, like that is being jealous of what others have, or disclosure of another secrets that was entrusted to him or her, or walking and talking with pride and arrogance, cursing in bad language, or making fun of others to the extent that the other party is upset with your behavior, or underestimating the religion and the laws of God and the owners of Sharia. So these are the some minor sins. Insisting on these small and minor sins and belittling them actually make it easy for a person to commit major sins. Belittling a sin means daring a person to enter into more and bigger mistakes and sins, and to run away from the purpose of creation, which is to be a human being. One who insists on committing sin and acts against God's commandments and religion should know that he is distancing himself from Allah's mercy and knowledge and is caught in moral corruption day by day. The next light that we want to refer to in brief and actually talk about is the yellow, is the green light. The green light means that all of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are able and allowed to pass and cross this light. Passing through the green light is free for all creation and creatures, and is the only direct way that ends with Allah Almighty, and its final destination is a school called Iman and Piety, belief and piety. The classes of this school are made up of good morals and good human qualities, which can be summed up in patience and piety.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio. Allah, yeah, Allah, guide me all the way to your
Jannah. Yeah, Allah, yeah, Allah. Other dangerous thing is being pleased with a sinful act. One of the things that magnify a sin, make the smaller sin great, is that one feels good and is pleased after committing it. A necessary condition of faith in Allah and Qiyamah, Resurrection Day, is repenting for one sin, even though it may be small. As the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, says, one whose good deeds please him and sins make him aggrieved is a believer. Allah is high and mighty, and disobedience to his commands and prohibitions is a great sin. It is related from Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, that all the time of sinning, do not consider the smallness of your sin, but consider the greatness and might of Allah, whose law and whose command you are breaking. Just as regret and repentance erase the sin and cleanse the sinner, in the same way, feeling happy after committing a sin reinforces it.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see, is thanks to you.
Again, we reach to the tips part. Amazing tips to stop sinning. I need to be able to speak to God and desperately ask Him to help me against sins. If I'm falling into sin left, right, and center, I need to beg Him and be desperate. I need to be of the people who constantly ask Allah. We need Allah's help, and He will help us. We need to turn to Him in desperation so that we are protected and safeguarded. And another suggestion, when sometimes we live our lives, we might make small decisions or small statements which we think are not significant. Shaitan, Satan, comes to us and tells us, don't worry. We belittle the sins, that sin, that are small. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, says, do not look at the size of the sin, look at whom you are disobeying.
When you don't remind yourself of God, shaitan will take over. If God is not in your heart, shaitan will enter. And this is one of the first tactics of Iblis, shaitan, is to get us to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's prayer time. You're playing a game, you're watching a movie, you're watching the inauguration. And then you say, you know what, let me just watch this, let this finish, and then I'll pray. And then something else comes. Something else comes, and then later on you see it's almost time that the prayer is qadha, the prayer time is almost over, or it's already over and I haven't prayed yet. Who does that? That's shaitan. Shaitan comes and doesn't tell you don't pray. Shaitan tells you, pray in an hour. And then once an hour comes, he'll tell you, okay, you have another half an hour, you have another 5 minutes, you have another 10 minutes, until you haven't prayed, and until slowly it becomes normal. It becomes okay to delay your prayers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that pray to remind yourself of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do we pray? Prayer is not the goal of the believer. Some people, they say, yeah, I'm praying. And then they go and they sin. No. Prayer is supposed to remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once you are reminded of God, then you're going to be living a God-conscious lifestyle. Then you're going to have taqwa. Allah says, أَقِمَ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. Pray to remember God. Prayer is not the goal. Remembrance of God is the goal. But the means and the vehicle to remember God is through salah, is through dua, is through fasting, it's through going to hajj, it's through the acts of worship.
I think it's an important topic for us. So inshallah, we continue speaking and knowing more about this topic, and that is considering sins lightly. That is so dangerous. So we can meet each other on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي